It's 9:35.
Sorry, Madam Chair.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
We had it planned on adjourning at 9:50. I could entertain a motion to adjourn, or something else. Your pleasure, Sam.
Madam Chair, I move that we offer 20 minutes for public comment. That we offer 20 minutes to the public if they wish to speak to this board.
It would be 15, actually.
To
9:50.
Okay, 15 minutes. That's fine. Okay. I accept your amendment.
Thank you. All right. We have to vote. All those in favor of allowing 15 more minutes of public comment? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. Opposed? 1. All right, that carries. Would anybody like to speak? All right, Deb? Yeah, you could have people, you could pass that around if you wanted.
Please.
Panic. Yeah. It's worth some money. Yeah. Save Pacifica $1.25.
$2.59. I don't know why we haven't received a call from the governance committee yet. My LSB chair and I are the representatives of Pacifica, and on our local governance committee, we've been working like crazy. We've had more than almost a meeting a week, and we've gotten a lot done, and there hasn't been one single call from the Pacifica governance yet, and I'd really like to get that underway if there's any way possible.
That committee has not been convened by the convener, and we'll deal with that issue tomorrow.
Okay.
We'll call another. We'll have
barring,
another. Barring
that, I'd like the personal, private phone number of the convener.
All right. Thanks, Deb. All right. Thanks a lot. Let's take someone who hasn't spoken. Willie Thompson.
Thank you very much, Madam Chairman, Chairwoman.
Whatever.
I understand that these public speeches or comments are limited to 2 minutes. Then I want to try to adhere to it. This is the issue I'm bringing before you is an issue of the Pacifica National Board perhaps intervening in or at least investigating to determine the need to intervene in the issue of the deterioration in the relationships between among the board members at the KPFA LSB. What has happened there is that some motions have been passed at KPFA with a very slim majority having at least a 44% minority vote. And the process by which those motions were passed have also had the effect of causing some tensions among the board members. There is some concern that the ability of not only the board to continue to act, but some of those motions requiring the general manager to act, in fact, put the general manager in a rather precarious position because he's now acting with a very small majority, which can be changed with a shifting of one or two votes. I have a detailed and perhaps a much more coherent statement of the issues in the statement, but it would take more than 2 minutes to read, and I'm wondering if this statement could be, in fact, either entered into the record or given to the secretary to become a part of the record. I would like to conclude by simply reading perhaps the last part of it. Some of us voting in the minority feel that we have not begun to develop the harmonious and cohesive relations on the board that are so necessary to heal and grow the station and network. Still, some members of our organization are planning a retreat to heal the relations on the LSB, while others feel that the trauma is too severe and recent to be healed right away. Also, the majority seems committed to aggressive and determined win-win strategies to take the station from its mainstream media-like staff by any means necessary, called democratization. We ask the PNB to work with the entire KPFA board to overcome the current crisis that, if exacerbated, could further weaken the station and kill the noble Pacific experiment in democracy before its first birthday. Our collective failure could continue the network slide into the crisis from which we have not yet fully emerged. Thank you.
Thank you, Willie. And we could accept your statement if you wish it. No. Thank you. Jane?
I got an email. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you. I'd like to speak to the budget. And as a member of the budget committee of KPFA, I am aware that there is not a penny in our station budget for any form of modification to comply with the ADA or Title 24 in any way, shape, or form. And I don't know how we resolve this. And I need to bring it to your attention that I have a horrible feeling that if I had access to the other four station budgets or the national budget, I would find the same omission. And so once more, I would implore you to find ways to begin the process of removing the barriers, including some attitudinal training so that we stop on-air discrimination as well as the other forms, since this is a listener-owned and operated station. We also believe that we should not face discrimination on the air. And I'd be glad to talk further to anyone about it. Thank you.
Thank you, Jane. Michael? Michael Woodson, did you sign up? Who? Who I have signed up has already been there, so.
Well, someone suggested that we talk about preempting shows, which I think is a good idea. And it talks to the bringing on of the 9/11 hearings, which I enjoyed the first couple of times, but after a while, you know, you just heard the same liars and the same equivocations and the same dodgings by the senators who, you know, I don't think really do you give them the microphone, we already know what they're going to say. So anyway, the thing is, I don't know if the border, that's a station decision, but I mean, I enjoy the commentary and the call-ins and stuff after it, but, you know, you're preempting programmers who work hard on their shows, and if you just have Democrat and Republican senators and representatives speaking things that we know are evasive, then we don't need to hear it, and I think we should respect the programmers and their hard work, and a couple of them have been preempted quite a bit lately, so in the Democratic and Republican conventions, I wouldn't want to hear myself, so.
Thank you, Michael. Ted Weiskel? Edwin Johnston?
That's a good segue because I'm interested to talk about the conventions, and I agree with, I'd like to echo Ariva's earlier comments of instead of gavel to gavel coverage, they might do picket to picket coverage, and especially at this historic time. I mean, you've been following the news and realize that they've prohibited all protesting in France right now. It's really, I mean, we might get to New York and there might be martial law by that time, because given the Bush administration the way they are, so it'll be critical to cover whatever kind of dissent is going on. And some great stuff has come out of those sort of political protests. If you remember back in 1984, I think it was Dallas, Joey Johnson burned a flag out there, and wound up winning a Supreme Court case that allowed anybody to treat the flag as they may as a form of political expression. And I was at the 1990 Republican convention here in Houston. It was held at the Ash Dome, and hanging out with Alexander Coburn at the God and Country rally that Pat Robertson and his pals and Jerry Falwell put on. And I was also at the ACT UP police riot, you know, where I broke my toe. And that's where the cops were beating up people who were walking around with signs and saying neutral observer. So those are going to be critical things to cover, and especially because the public is really opposed to Bush, but you're not seeing it. I mean, the polls show it. But until you put it out there and say, here they are, here are the people who are actually opposed, and not only opposed to Bush, but opposed to Kerry in Boston as well. So I would go with picket to picket.
Thank you, Edwin. Ted, are you ready now?
I want to find out if a local station board can direct management to facilitate the development of editorials on issues of peace and social justice, and also recommend the opportunities for editorials from legitimate groups offering an opposing view. The IPNB aired editorials against the war, but no editorials have been carried on our network since. So I'm asking you for how we go forward with beginning the process of putting forth local station board authorized editorials.
Madam Chair, are we going to be convening our programming committee this weekend too, right?
We'll be getting another convener.
Yeah, so maybe that would be something that
I
they could look
that
into.
That would be good. Yeah.
Because I think
Thank
that's
you.
A great point.
I can't hear what you're saying.
Thank you. He's saying, could we have Dan speak to?
Yeah, that's obviously a new situation since the LSBs are new, but I think the past practice on resolutions has been typically that the national board may entertain certain types of resolutions. I think last year or 2 years ago we did resolutions on the death penalty and one or two other resolutions. And that's an issue that has typically come up before the PNB. So it is a new question before the LSBs, but it hasn't, as far as I know, it hasn't been an issue around the network. This is the first time I've heard about it.
If I could just say one more quick thing, my thought would be the LSB would put forth an idea if management thought it was consistent with Pacifica mission. They'd go ahead. If they didn't like it, they'd bring it to you all and say, hey, I don't want to run this because it's not consistent, and you all could either say yay or nay.
Yeah, I'm sure general managers would take that under advisement if there was a recommendation for a resolution for local stations. General managers would take that under advisement.
Okay, we're about a minute and a half away from our adjournment time.
And maybe if they feel they need a policy on the question, we'll bring a policy to the board to look at and pass on.
Yeah, Alice.
It just occurred to me, I like this idea very much. Excuse me. And I wonder if these are made again, you know, these editorials, whether we can also market them not only to affiliates but also to other big-time stuff like NPR, try and push them on Air America, wherever we can get them. This is the time to do it, and I'm glad you brought that up.
All right. Reva, do you want to say something? Thank you, Ted. Quickly.
As chair of the KPFA LSB, I would just like to respond a little bit to Willie Thompson and what he said. And I don't believe that we need the National Board's intervention. I agree with him that we're hardly harmonious or cohesive. I think there's different reasons for the lack of that. The retreat that he talked about that's being planned is news to me, which shows that we're not working well together. If I, as chair, don't know that there... Yeah, there's some irony there. Thank you. And on the first, on the special board meeting that was webcast, at which there was the only agenda item was really the disclosure of documents. And Jim Bennett read the letter from the union threatening a hostile workplace claim against the LSB, and it was the first we had ever heard of it, and that was to the public, and the government is watching us, guys. So I was blindsided as the LSB chair. It was forwarded to me after the call. He got it the day before. And it was endangering the network, frankly. We have to take our work seriously. The government is watching us. And so there's a lot of bad faith. And we're looking for help. But planning retreats without the chair involved is not the way to go. And I hope to work well with all of you. And it's a challenge, and it's important.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Second that.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. Opposed? I don't think so. Thank you. Thank you all for coming.